But just to end, or you could fast the entire month. So just to end on a little bit of a lighter note, very much related to what we're talking about right now, and that is, so we mentioned that in today's daf, the Tzoyim Aravi, which is the fast that's in Chodesh Tammuz, it's referring to the Tzoyim that's related to Vatibaka here. And when did that happen? You want to quote it, a pasuk in your Miyo, Perek Nun Beis, it happened B'Chodesh Aravi B'Tishah L'Chodesh, on the ninth day of Tammuz. So we said that the Gemara Masechtas Tainus asks, is that when it happened? It happened on the ninth day of Tammuz? I thought it happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz. And the Gemara says, Bayis Rishon was Tes Tammuz, Bayis Sheni was Yud Zayin Tammuz. We fast Bayis Sheni because that's the one that we are able to relate to a little bit more. But Tosfos, in our sugya, on today's daf, Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaskel, Ze Tishna B'Tamu Shabai Hufka Ir, quotes a Yerushalmi. And this Yerushalmi is brought down by the Magen Avram, where the Yerushalmi says that really, the Vatibaka Ha'ir, even of Churban Beis HaMikdash, happened on Yud Zayin B'Tamuz. And that's why we fast Shavasa B'Tamuz. Not because that was Bayis Sheni, and we relate better to Bayis Sheni. It was Bayis Rishon, and it was Bayis Sheni. And the reason we fast on Shavasa B'Tamuz is because both But in both times, B'shas T'churban, Vatibaka Ir happened on that day. If that's the case, how does the Pasuk say it happened B'tes Tammuz? So the Yerushalmi says something that we would never be able to say. Mitoich Tir Dasan, Tov B'cheshbainam. They made a mistake. The Yidden, they were so torud, they were so overwhelmed by what was going on, they thought in their mind that it happened on Tes Tammuz. And that's why they chronicled it as if it happened on Tes Tammuz. But really it happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz. Says Tosfos, quoting the Yerushalmi, V'loi rotza ha-pasuk l'shanois mikamoisha hayusfurim. And the Pasuk somehow left it this way, l'zichroi noilam, that we should remember that the Yidden was so tarred that they even messed up the date. They thought it happened on Tes Tammuz. It really happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz. Adover nifla. Really, it was Yud Zayin Tammuz. The Pasuk says Tes Tammuz, and the reason it says Tes Tammuz is because they were told b'cheshbainim. The Chasam Sofer, in one of his drashas, and it's kedai to set the backdrop to this drasha. So this drasha was given on Tes Tammuz. That was the day that it was given. It was actually Ches Tammuz, but the Chasam Sofer says, I'm giving it Erev, literally on the eve of Tes Tammuz, and it was in the year Tavkuf Samach Tes. So Tavkuf Samach Tes is 1809, and that's the year that we talk a lot about. That's the year when Napoleon's army laid siege on Pressburg, and the Chasam Sofer was a fugitive. He ran away, and that's when he wrote his sefer called Sefer HaZikaron. And in Sefer HaZikaron, he says that he had made a neder at one point that he was going to try to be mechazik the Yidden in Pressburg. So even though there was a lot of turmoil at the time, but he promised, Vayider Yaakov Neder Lemar Mikancha Noidrim Beis Sara, and he said his neder was that he was going to give Musar and he was going to try to be Ma'ayru to Oilam so that they should do tshuva. Maybe in that schus, this whole gzeira is going to go away. And he said he was finally Mekayim his neder, and he did it on this day. He did it on the eve of Tes Tammuz Parshas Chukas. And in the that's what it was. And he says, in the middle of this drasha, he asked Akasha. He says he doesn't understand. Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Bizman Churban Bayis Rishon they were told b'cheshbainim. He says, isn't it interesting that Bizman Churban Bayis Rishon they were told b'cheshbainim, but Bizman Churban Bayis Sheni they weren't told b'cheshbainim. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Chazal wanted us to know they were told b'cheshbainim. They weren't mishanit. The Yerushalmi that we just quoted. See, what's the reason? See, he says a dover nifla. We mentioned this once. A dover nifla. He says, you know what the difference was? He said, who was the leader of the Jewish people? Circa Churban Bayis Rishon, it was Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Who was the leader of the Jewish people, Circa Churban Bayis Sheni? It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yirmiyahu Hanavi was in Eretz Yisrael when all this was happening. He was in Yerushalayim. He was together with the Yidden when this was all going down. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't in Yerushalayim. We know the Gemara in the beginning of the Sugi of Kanta Bar Kamsa that he had a nephew that was one of the Briyonim and he smuggled him out together with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and they ended up leaving Yerushalayim. He ended up having an audience with the Kesar of Roimi, three wishes, Meshav Chacham and Machar, Vedaitim Yisachel, and the rest is history. But the point is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had been smuggled out of Yerushalayim. He wasn't in Yerushalayim. He says, Churban Bayis Sheni, the Yidden were in a terrible Eitz Sara, and they probably would have messed up all the dates. But the Manik, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was outside of harm's way. He was living in Rome at that time. And as a result, his das was clear. He wasn't tarred. And that's why there were no mistakes that were being made. But by Bayis Rishon, Yirmiyahu himself, was, Yirmiyahu himself was in Yerushalayim. He was part of the Tzara. And because he was part of the Tzara, see, he himself was, there was no one that knew. Because the Manhigim themselves were in this Matziv. That's what he says. And because Yirmiyahu himself was in this Matziv, that's why it was that way. Now, why was he talking about this in his Drasha? Because he told the Olam that he was very, very unsure what to do when this whole siege began. He wasn't sure if he should stay in Prajburg or if he should run away. He shouldn't escape. And he started going through the different cheshbonos, like the pros and the cons. He said, look, Yirmiyahu was in Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai ran away. So he says, you see already, just from the, literally going back to the two churbanos, that there were maybe different approaches and different mahalchim when it came to what the Gedolim and what the Rabbanon did. And then he started going back and forth. He says that he heard that in Prague, he says about 60 years ago, this is what he said in 1809, about 60 years ago, the Noid Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau was in Prague, and there was some siege, and it seems that the Yidden in Prague, they were in very, very big danger. Maybe this is related to Maria Theresa, but either way, it seems that they were in great danger at that time, and the Noid Yehuda wanted to leave Prague. He said he wanted to leave, but the Yidden in Prague didn't let him leave. Lo hinichu. They didn't let him. He said he heard from his Rebbe, the Hafla, he had a Kabbalah, that when his Rebbe was the Rav in Frankfurt, there was a similar situation, and the Hafla left. And not only did he leave, but the Olam in Frankfurt allowed him to leave. He said, not just that, they said, but Derech Remez, Vayihi ben Tsoya ha'aroin, Vayoymer Moshe, Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu aivecha, v'yanusu misanecha miponecha. The flaw said there's a Messiah, a Pikabala, Vayibin Saya Aron, when the Aron, when the leader of the Jewish people is traveling, Kuma Hashem via Futsu Evecha, via Nusu Misanecha Mipanecha, that's somehow going to cause all the Sinim to end up going away. So the Chasam Sofer said that there were different Minhagim. The Yidden in Prague, he says, the Anche Prague, they didn't let the Noid Yehuda leave. The Anche Frankfurt, they told that flaw, they wanted him to go. Vayibin Saya Aron, Kuma Hashem via Futsu Evecha. So he says that if you think about it from a halachic perspective, there's different ways to look about it. So we're not going to go through this whole thing. We rather went through this once before. But just one point, and that is, he says that one of his ergeshim is, there's an idea that ein chavush mater atzmoy mi beiso asurim. So what does that mean? If a person himself is in an eis tzara, sometimes it's hard for him to creep out of the tzara. From an outsider's perspective, sometimes it's easier to do. Ein chavush mater atzmoy mi beiso asurim. And he brings a raya nifla to this. I'm just mentioning this for this raya nifla. He brings a raya from the Ramban. The Ramban says, in the beginning of Parshas Korach, there's a machlekes rishonim when Korach arrived on the scene. Right? When did Korach come? Machlekes, Evan Ezra and the Ramban, there's a whole discussion. So the Ramban says that Korach came after the chet of the Meraglim. This is why. Because Korach was waiting to pounce. Korach really wanted to take advantage. He wanted to undermine Moshe and Aharon, all the cheshbonos that he had. The problem is, he said, Moshe was too popular. It was impossible for him to make his move. But after the Chet of the Meraglim, he felt he had an opportunity. And the reason was, because every single time up until that point, whenever there was a tzara in Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, the great leader, would get up, he would daven, and Hashem would forgive the Yidden, and everything worked out. And that was a big part of his popularity, says the Ramban, that he pulled the Yidden out of every single tzara that they ever found themselves in. The first time Moshe Rabbeinu did not pull off the Moifis was after the Chet of the Meraglim. The Eibishter said that this door is not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, and at the end of the day, that door did not enter Eretz Yisrael. Zulasi Kalev ben Yefuna, for Yeshua ben Nun, the entire door died in the Midbar. Now they got to live 40 years, some of them, but Lemaisa, they couldn't pull it off. This was the first time Kaviyochel Moshe Rabbeinu didn't deliver to the Olam. And Korach saw weakness in the popularity of Moshe because of that. And that was when he came in, that's when he took advantage. This is what the Ramban says in the Spiritual Altar in the beginning of Parashat Korach. Sinachsam Soifa Kedarko, he says, what's Pshat? Why did Moshe not pull it off? He pulled off everything up until that point. This was the first time he couldn't do it. So the Ramban says, you know why? Says the Chasam Sofer, because Moshe Rabbeinu himself was also told he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was nichlal in the gzeira, the ein chavush mater atzmei v'beis asur. That's what he said. He was included in the gzeira, and he couldn't pull it off. He said, the chet ha'egel, yeah, don't do it, the chet ha'egel. So therefore, he was able to come down with luchas shnius. Every time there was a situation, he was able to bail the yidden out. But here, he himself was a victim. He himself was on the run. He himself was included in the gzeira. So the Chasam Sofer says, there's a concept, there's an idea of ein chavush mater atzmei v'beis asur, and that's what he told Ba'olam. That's why he felt he should run away. And he starts saying where he went. He went to a certain yid. This person had a lot of svarim. He was able to use svar. It's the Sefer HaZakar. We mention this all the time. It's epic Shabbat epic. But the bottom line is, this is a drasha that he said in the Sefer HaZakar. But why are we saying this? Because he said that that was the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, who was the manik? The manik of Bayis Rishon was Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu himself was in Yerushalayim. And therefore, Tobe Chashbayim, like Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amud Beis, according to Yerushalmi. As opposed to Bayis Sheni was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that was... He was outside, he went for political reasons, but the point is he wasn't in Yerushalayim. And because he wasn't in Yerushalayim, therefore they were never told by Chashbainim when it came to Bayis Sheni. But just to end, I heard recently from Harav HaGoyin Rav Moshe Lachinsky Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Alexander in Eretz Yisrael. So he said, it's Yodua that the Alexander Rebbe, who was one of the biggest Rebbes in Poland and in Europe before the war, Alexander Chassidus was... not the biggest, the second biggest, third biggest. It was definitely one of the largest Hasiduses before World War II. And the Askonim, they got visas for the Alexander Rebbe, the Akedas Yitzchak, Hashem Yom Kom Dome, and his family to survive, to be able to run away. But he refused to take it. He didn't want to run away. And he said, Rav Moshe Lachinsky, said he heard from the Ziknei Hasidei Alexander, the people that were in the know. They said that the reason the Alexander Rebbe didn't leave had nothing to do with Hilchas Mesiras Nefesh. It had nothing to do with V'chai Behem. We know Rabbi Chana went back to Europe. He said it had nothing to do with any of those Cheshbainas. He said the reason he stayed was because his Chassidim were being marched to Treblinka, and they were scared, and they were worried, and they were frightened, and he knew that if he was there, his presence would comfort his Chassidim. And Alta ben Adam l'chaver diga cheshmin, he wanted his Chassidim to know that at the last moments, they're not alone. And he's together with them. And that's why he stayed. It had nothing to do with all the other cheshbainas. Kama kumas and nishtabru. Yeah, mysterious nefesh. No mysterious nefesh. Lamdas. There's so much fascinating raid as it relates to this question, which you see was something that literally tormented Kehillas throughout the generations, because unfortunately this was something that was negel halacha lemaisa time and time again. Read the chapter and verse that Chassam Sofer quotes in that drasha. He quotes so many different examples of it. This was something that always happened. But at the same time, the Alexander Rebbe's cheshbon was a different cheshbon. He said it was pashit of an adam lechaver diga cheshbon. He felt that these yid and nebuch, they're about to lose everything. They're watching their families being taken away from in front of them. They just lost their life. How are they going to keep on to their amunah? How are they going to stay besimcha something? Maybe have a chance to have a little bit of amunah betochen at these final moments. He felt that if they knew that Rebbe's with them, that would give them the chizik that they needed. And that was the reason, that's why he became known after the war, is that Akedas Yitzchak, he literally was makriv himself on the Akedah, Hashem Yom Kondamai.